It was about 12 feet tall, which is not very large as far as dragons go, but it was definitely a dragon. It sneezed again, which took care of the remains of the bush and slid forward over the ashes into the middle of the clearing. The princess fainted. I started to put my sword away. Walking through the enchanted forest with a drawn sword is bad, but talking to a dragon with a sword in your hand is much worse. The dragon was eyeing Shiara, and I didn't like the gleam in its eyes. I didn't like the militant way Shiara was glaring back either. The dragon blinked.
"Are you a princess?" it asked hopefully.
"No, I'm a fire witch," Shiara said, "and if you bite me, I'll burn your nose off."
"Oh, I thought you were a princess."
The dragon lost interest in Shiara. It looked around the clearing again and saw me. I bowed. "Sir or madam," I said, trying to recall all the proper ways of addressing a dragon, "I offer you greetings in the name of myself and my companions, and I wish you good fortune in all your endeavors."
"I beg your pardon," said the dragon. "Are you a princess?"
I stopped and stared. Dragons just don't beg people's pardon. Then I realized that this must be a very young dragon. Dragons don't usually insist on formality until they get old enough to decide which sex they're going to be. "I'm very sorry, sir, but I'm afraid I'm not a princess." The dragon sat back.
"I had no idea princesses were so hard to find," it blinked. "I'm sorry I burned your bush, but I couldn't help it."
"Oh, please don't worry about it," I said.
"It was the wizard," the dragon said confidentially. "I'm allergic to them. All dragons are."
"I'm sorry to hear that," I said. The dragon looked at me.
"You're very polite."
Its head swiveled back towards Shiara.
"Say, you aren't polite at all."
Nightwitch poked her head out from behind Shiara's ankle and hissed. The dragon started and then peered down at the kitten.
"You aren't polite either," it said.
I nudged Shiara.
"Offer to do something for him," I hissed.
"Why? If you insult a dragon, you have to do him a favor," I said. "Hurry up." If she didn't say something quickly, the dragon would probably eat both of us. The dragon's eyes glittered. Shiara looked at it. "Can I do anything for you?"
"Find me a princess," the dragon said promptly.
I breathed a very quiet sigh of relief. "You want a princess? Why?"
"Dragons are supposed to have princesses," the dragon explained. "I can't be considered a proper dragon until I have one."
"You aren't going to eat her or anything, are you?"
"Eat her? And waste a perfectly good princess? Of course not! What kind of barbarian do you think I am?"
"Well, I've never met a dragon before. How was I supposed to know?"
"All right," said the dragon, "but you have to get me a princess, and it doesn't have to be a large one."